وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عدوى ولا تيرد ولا سفر ولا هام. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قولي بلا عمل لقد نسبت لي نفسا لذي حكمي أمرتك الخيرات ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء علمه فطاب من جيدهن القاه والأثم روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال متهمي يا ربي للمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير نذير محمدا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, before starting our actual talk proper, just one two things as introduction we like to mention. And first of all, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, that Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, as you heard from Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mehta Sahib, Daam Barakatum, that actually this is Hazrat's safar, it's not my safar. I'm just awara fitjai. We are loafers, so we are around here. Actually, it's the safar of our wonderful illustrious Hazrat. But Hazrat, due to circumstances, Allah Ta'ala knows best, Hazrat couldn't make it here. But remember, as Hazrat Maulana Yunus Fateh Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned many years ago, he says in today's technological time, there are so many different equipments that people are generating power with. So if people can generate power with different equipments, then Allah Ta'ala generates his spiritual power through the heart of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And that spiritual power is so strong, you can be thousands of miles away, you will get that spiritual power. Like one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I can tell you exactly how much connection you got with Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amount of durood you are reading, the sunnahs you are reading, your spiritual power with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so strong, you can be million miles away, you will be getting that spiritual strength. So our Hazrat's spiritual power is here with us, inshallah. And the spiritual power of the Ahlullah, we got great hope and umid that we will benefit from that, inshallah. So we should sit open-heartedly. Secondly, what Mana Hazrat Mana Zakaria Sahib, Mana Muhammad Mehta Sahib has mentioned, don't take it to heart. Don't be fooled with what they are saying. This is just their very, very good qualities, their good character. I know myself, Allah Ta'ala knows myself. We are not worth even sitting in front of you. This is like our Hazrat explains, a person who's got an open heart and an open eye, he's got clear eyes, he sees everything good. Even bad, he sees good. And a person, useless person like me, I got cataract, so even good things, I see, no, this thing looks bad. Something that's white, because I can't see clearly, I say it looks dark, there's spots on it. The same dua we learn from our great ustads, from a great personality like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Uribu Salihina wa lasku minhum. La'allaha yazukun salaha. That Allah, we love the pious servants of Allah. And this love also Allah gives tawfiq to love the pious servants. We We're not worthy loving them in any case. But Allah's kindness, Allah has given us lethal tawfiq through the barakat of our shaykhs, the sohbat company, Allah only Allah's fadl and karam, that we learn if you want to love somebody, love the highest servants of Allah. And in that hope, la'alla Allah. Normally, in Arabic, the word la'alla means hopefully. But when Allah Ta'ala mentions la'alla, it means definitely. And when the pious servants make dua that la'alla, oh Allah, we got hope. In other words, Allah, your hope in you is so strong that we hope, inshallah, you will count us among the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Like Hazrat Haji Dalilah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullahi, the Allah of the Sayyid al-Ta'if. He was the king of the great awliya Allah. He was the waliz of the waliz, great personalities. Like Hazmana Qasina Anabi Rahmatullahi, Hazmana Dami Rahmatullahi, what power-packed personalities. Haji Idadullah Rahmatullahi, he wasn't, so to say, officially qualified Ali. But these great personalities came to take that noor of the light of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah, in his humbleness, he used to say, just for us, for me, a useless person, is easy to repeat. But they had reality. They used to talk about reality. We just talk outward. Like my minister there, sir, Rahmatullahi Allah, he used to say that the mashayikh, they talk from the heart. So what they talk affects the heart, the heart directly. And useless people like myself, just words and words and words and speeches, and it just goes over the people's head. Got no effect. And just listening to bayans and bayans. So the friends of Allah was reality, and they look at their reality, Allah Akbar. And in their humbleness, on one occasion, Allah Akbar. Hazrat Haji Ilahullah Muhammad Makki Rahmatullahi at Kaaba Sharif, one night, all night in sajda, and he's making the dua and crying, E Khuda, E Banda Ra Ruswamakum. E Khuda, E Banda Ra Ruswamakum. Darbadam man sirri man faydamakum. That Allah don't disgrace us, useless servant of yours. Imagine, but pious servants. But the more you recognize Allah, man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa. The more you recognize your Rabb, Allah is so pure, Allah is so mighty, Allah is so magnificent. I'm one filthy droplet of sperm, filthy and full of filth. Where is Allah and where is my mind? So he says, begging of Allah, please, you know my ins and outs of Allah. People like this, they just know us outwardly, they don't know the reality. So they will talk good, make dua, Allah accept their duas in our favor. But the pious servants of Allah, they say, oh Allah, please don't disgrace us. And in another poem he says, that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask, hey, Imdadullah, what did you bring? Or if he's mentioned with regard to Khwaja Azim Hassan Rahmatullahi, also a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, Khalifa of Hazrat Ali Rahmatullahi, when Allah will say, what you brought here, what can you present? He says, I got nothing to present. All I can say, Ya Allah, hum tere mahboob ke shabahat mein kiya hai. Haqeeqat tu hi kar de hum surat mein kiya hai. Oh Allah, your pious servants, we just imitated. And our imitation was also useless. So, but you are so kind, Allah, you love imitation so much. Allah loves imitation, Allah, forget reality. In the time of Musa alayhi salam wa salam, the jadugars, the magicians, they came to challenge Musa alayhi salam wa salam. And in their minds, they are going to win, and they are. Musa alayhi salam is like a small fry, Alhamdulillah, in front of them. So to even mock at him, they dress like him, kurta, amama, everything, mocking him. But when they came to challenge Musa alayhi salam wa salam, in a split moment, Allah gave them such iman that they were not scared for the tyrant rule of the time, Fir'aun, which they knew he doesn't make idle threats. He will do what he said. And he said, I'll cut off your right hand and your left leg and hang you on the tree. He said, now wait. That doesn't matter. We're going to our Rabb. So the malaika were astonished. He said, oh Allah, these people came to, they mock at your Nabi. And they came to challenge him in falsehood. How come the iman is so strong? Allah Ta'ala said, oh my angels, they imitated my Musa. My Kaleemullah, I love the imitation in the dressing I gave in such strong iman. So when you imitate with genuineness and you imitate the pious servants of Allah, then we can only have umeed inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala accept and make us amongst those people. Like in this world we see, when the pious people they travel, then they accept anybody out of, they must get the love of Allah. So useless people like me also, Allah, just to take us around.
But like example, Paul, just all speeches never mind come. Maybe something will come in his head one day. But in reality, we have to understand and realize Sayyid Sulaiman Nabi Rahmatullahi, what a great scholar, and what a giant of his time. He used to say, Amese Rahe Kawese Rahe, Waha Jekna Kawese Rahe. In this world, you can live like this, like that. People can give you big titles, Senior Khalifa, does that. That holds no weight. If you are poor and your head blows up, Allah, our Shaykh says, a useless person like myself is, like I know myself, I am a whole crook, I know myself. He says, Hazrat says, our example, he just gets flirted a few good words, and oh, I am a big person. But in reality, we are totally empty. My example is like a person who's got an old car, Jalop. He's troubling him all day, and he's more outside the car than inside the car. He's to push the car, then jump in. And now, 3-4 years, he's tired of it. He put for sale sign, nobody wants to buy that car. So he decided his auction, daddy, sell your car very quickly. So he took the car to the auction and he said, please sell my car. Say, okay, no problem, park it off, we'll sell it for you. Next day is the auction, you come and you get your money. So next day he went to the auction, and then the auctioneer started one time to sell his car. Now their work is just to give outward praises, and people must get overtaken. Today sadly, we live in this material world, money world. People just, they fool us. Like our Dada Shaykh Al-Hajjah, Hakim Aftasar, Rahmatullahi says, today you get wrecks like shaitan. Today the rep will show you the item, very good item. And when you order it and your own container comes from China, you see, I ordered this and what he said now. Now where you can send it there? So shaitan shows you the face of a woman, very beautiful. And when he delivers the goods, he takes you to the gutter line. He takes you into the filth and the dirt, and you make yourself disgrace. Now you don't know where to go. So the auctioneer, that is their work, just to praise the item. So this auctioneer started praising this car. This car, oh, it starts one shot, although it looks it's so old, but it's such a good model. Before that anybody could birth, this man said, I want my car back. Auctioneer calling, see, why? See, you say the car is so good, you say, idiot, you know your car yourself. Just few words I say and you get carried away. So we are the bigger idiot. If we get carried away, just these few words, these good personalities, they mean, we regard it as dua, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept. So Allah give us tawfiq and understand reality, that we have to become real people. And from the friends of Allah who are real people, we'll understand what is reality. Otherwise, Allah says, you like teacher Muslims today. Just outwardly somebody makes a big comment about you. No, you're okay. You will think we're okay, but we're okay. But we'll only know the reality. When Malakul Maut comes, then we see Allah. Then we see what, whether we are real people or what we are. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding and make us all real, true Muslims, inshallah. And for this, our Hazrat teaches us that before every talk, before every bayan and majlis, first we discuss one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem. Because the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the life wire of the ummah. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the identity of the ummah. And the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the importance, the great value of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to penetrate my heart, your heart, and the heart of the entire ummah. Sadly today, the great value of sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great benefit of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left our hearts. So we also have left the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one side, and we see the condition of the ummah today. That the ummah today is like a person who is living, but he is in a coma. He is in a hospital, he is even on life support, but he doesn't even know what's happening around him. Whatever they minister for him, any medicine, he doesn't know. He is like, he is a living person, but he is a dead person. And then when his ruh goes out totally, then his body is handled anyhow. Now they even make him ghusl, he can't even say the water is too hot, or the water is too cold, or you're turning me to just like I'm getting hurt. Nothing. Like a janazah, they're just carrying his body. Today exactly the same. Sadly, our ruh, our life is gone out. We like the body is just walking around. Like our Shaykh says, we like paper lions, picture lions. A child when it just starts growing before it goes to nursery school, the parents taught the child that hey, the lion is a very dangerous animal. He's scared for the lion. So when the child goes to pre-madrasa, preschool, primary school, the preschool, the first thing the Madam gives the child the coloring book and open, turns a few pages. So you must color in this picture here. Turns a page, he sees lion. First he gets scared. Oh, lion is going to eat me up. But then he takes his pencil, he touches it first with fear. See, oh, nothing is happening. Now he starts coloring. Then the children, our chef says, children are children, naughty. Now he takes a pencil, he stabs it in the eye of the lion. He tells his friend, see, what does lion do? I'm stronger than the lion. Oh, the lion can't do me nothing. Then he takes a small scissor, he cuts the ear of the lion. Say, oh, look at this lion. What? This lion is useless. Can't do anything. So obviously, that's a paper lion. What can he do? Then he see, goes to the zoo with his parents and he sees real lion. But the lion is in a cage also. And it's written there, please don't trouble the lion, don't throw stones, don't poke sticks or anything. But children are children. They throw first position. Oh Allah, please forgive us. And but that lion, let him come loose. And let that lion be in the open jungle. And like Hazrat says, two old men went to the zoo with the grandchildren and plodding along with their walking sticks, walking slowly, slowly. Now announcement came out and the children are saying, Dada, walk fast, walk fast. They say, no, we can't. Tired, walking with a walking stick. Then announcement was made, just be careful, a lion was loose from the cage. Just be careful, we don't know where they are around. They say the first two people were out and two dadas were out. Just now they couldn't go. So when the Muslims, the real lions start coming alive, when we bring the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem also in our life, Allah Akbar, that we are the children of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem also gave the title to Hazrat Ali radiallahu Asadullah. One man ripped off the whole door of the fort of the Jews in Khaybar. Allah Akbar. That was not strength of steel, was not strength of iron, that was strength of iman. As Allah Ta'ala promises, wa antumul a'loon in kuntum mu'mineen, that Muslims, I promise, will be the dominant force on the face of the earth. But condition, you are believers, you realize who you are. Today we have forgotten who we are. As long as Hazrat says so beautifully, the ummah stays in the company of the Quran Kareem and in the company of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the pious servants of Allah, then they were dominating the world. Today we think the kuffar are ruling the world. It's just few years. Reality, let us go into our history and see, Muslims were ruling the world for how many years? Right till recent times, all great inventions in the world, all by Muslims. Today these thieves, they just steal and they typically their inventions. It's nothing from them. It's all from the Muslims. We have forgotten ourselves and today we feel depressed. And their only weapon is, Allah Ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ يَقْوَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put off the light of Allah, the light of Islam, just what their mouths. That's all they got, propaganda machines. And sadly today, we also listen to the news, we imitate their news on our radio stations. And we get depressed. If you don't know how to listen to the news, our Shaykh says, don't listen to the news. It is harmful for us, don't listen. We don't know how Islam is spreading in the world. And we think, no, Islam is under pressure. Yes, there are those people that are coming into Islam. We will be under pressure if we stay out of Islam. If we don't stay in the precinct of Islam, that is, we don't follow the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allahu Akbar. Then we will not get the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّمْ وَأَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you obey the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzah, not according to your understanding, not according to Mufti Google, anything today you want to know of deen, anything, just go Mufti Google and you'll understand it there. No, you won't understand it there. The whole Western world, Shaitan with his allies, have spread the biggest web in the world. That web, the internet web, and a person just gets caught up in it, he gets lost. You'll even lose your iman. You lose your pride, you won't know. Ask that poor fly, he gets caught up in a spider web. He can't come out. And we like flies getting caught up in these big, big webs and we're forgetting ourselves. We have to come to reality. And reality is, our Shaykh says so beautifully, if you think reality is moving with technology, and now, just now I had just phone, now I got the iPhone, now I got that, now I got that, then you are going far away from the sunnah of the disruption. If you want real honor, you want real respect, dignity, Ummah must come alive again.
Then we have to go 1400 years back to the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullahi alayhi billah, many beautiful poems he wrote with regard to the honor and the great value of the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, today the whole world is looking for the greatest thing is peace and contentment. And peace and contentment, he says, where are we looking for it? Where it is, we're not looking there. We're looking somewhere else. We are looking, our example is like an old man. The only asset he's got one gold coin. And wherever he goes today, our gold coin is very valuable. Our wealth is there. Lot of security systems. We hire security guards. We put the best safe, etc. Our wealth is important. But that wealth is going to stay behind. What is important, Allah has made it such that Allah has given that you have to buy a safe. Allah has put it in the bigger safe, your heart, your roof. That is where it stays. The real valuable things stay here. And it's what you all the time. But this poor old man, he had his only gold coin. And whenever he used to go, take his gold coin with him. And in his pocket. One day his friend said, the old man, come stay by my house one day. You are alone. Said, okay, I'll come sleep one night by you. When he slept at night, middle of the night, his eyes woke up. The first thing he's checking his pocket. Is my gold coin there? Like today you travel in the world, the first thing all the time you're checking your passport. You just got it stamped, you put it in your pocket, hardly walk 10 steps, again you check, is my passport here? So that man is checking, is my gold coin here? The moment he tells no gold coin, perishan. Now he's worried, oh, his sleep is lost. Now he's looking, it's too dark, a small shanty, small room, he can't find the gold coin, 5 minutes he's looking, he's very perturbed. He's coming out of that room, he sees opposite the road, big light pole, shining bright light. He says, oh, that's a nice place, big bright light. He goes and he starts searching there for his gold coin. After a while his friend wakes up, looking, where's my friend, where is he? He also gets worried, he goes out of the room. He sees, oh, there's my friend out, on the opposite side of the road under the light pole. So he comes, a friend in need, is a friend indeed. So he asks, what's wrong? He says, I lost my gold coin. He also starts helping, looking for him. And generally you'll ask after 5, 10, 15 minutes to get tired. But where do you think you lost it? He says, no, I think I lost it. I was sleeping in your room. And when I woke up, I still didn't find it. So I think it fell out there. He says, so why are you looking for it here? He says, there it's too dark. Here there's big lights. He says, oh my friend, you can look till the cows come home. You can look till Qiyamah, you won't find it. Go back in the room, even if it's dark, it might take you half an hour, spread your hands, but you find it. Today we are looking for peace and contentment in the big shopping malls, bright lights. We're looking for it in the clubs, we're looking for it in the sports grounds, we're looking for it in big degrees, in the universities. It doesn't lie there. Our Dada Shaykh has said so beautifully, Sukoon-e Jahan Tum Kahan Dhoondhe. Sukoon-e Jahan Hai Nizam-e Madina. Where are you looking for this peace and contentment? Peace and contentment doesn't lie where you're looking for it. It lies in the system of Medina Sharif. And what is the system of Medina Sharif? Today also that we have got the topsy-turvy idea of the system of Medina Sharif. That we, you know, I go regularly for Umrah. I go regularly. I'm a regular visitor of Medina Sharif. Every now and then I'm there for Umrah. I'm there for Hajj. I just go whenever I want to. But we can go right to the road and path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you don't have sunnahs in your life, then you are far away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the other hand, you can be a poor man, you can't manage to go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you inculcate the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this reality we have to understand. And this reality we understand it from the man of Allah. Those who got this reality will understand it from them, and then we will realize how important to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Kareem. And who we should make our role models, Allah Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, in one of his bayan, very touching bayan, he said very beautifully, after he visited our great Dada Shaykh, his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, he says that I can really say, if there's a real model, it's my Shaykh. Why? Because they have got the generating power of the Nur of Allah. And they have imbibed the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they can say clearly that I am your role model, follow me. Although the pious servant won't just say like, but we can see. This is, but so Hazrat says, that today every person is supposed to be a role model. But myself, first of all, let me do some introspection and see. You say, which father in the world can say with conviction that all my children, I'm your role model. You follow me. Whereas the father is supposed to be the role model in the house. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala teaches us dua in the Quran and Kareem also. That, Rabbi habni min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. One dua is, Allah give me pure, good, pious children. And another dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That, oh Allah, make me the imam of the pious children. So if you want to be the imam of the pious, you have to become pious first. And then you are the imam of the house. But Hazrat says today, as any father, myself, first of all, I'm talking to myself, then if we all take lesson, inshallah, it will benefit us. That Hazrat says, which father can say today that I am your role model? And Hazrat says, what is role model? Today we have misunderstood role model. All these foolish models that are modeling in the on the soccer ground, like sports players, and all these women that are modeling, we make them follow their role. See, that's not role model. Role model is that person that people can take inspiration from his life. They can follow him and they can find Allah. So he says, today myself as a father, I tell my children that I am your role model. You must follow me. Do as I tell you. He says, then see the first thing in the morning, the son says, okay, Abba, you my role model. So from tomorrow I'm going to follow you. So the first thing he sees, his father got up after the sun rise. So, the father is supposed to be up before the sunrise. Then, as Hazrat used to say also so beautifully, today the whole world is crying, Ya Allah, let the flag of Islam rise, let Islam rise in the world. But sadly, the sons and daughters of Islam are sleeping when the sun is rising. So, how is Islam going to rise? We have to be arise before the sun rises. So, he says, the father, he's the role model now of the sun. The son sees, oh, my father gets up after the sun rises. So, then the next thing when my father gets up, he goes straight to the bathroom, the beautiful garden of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his face, he takes the razor and he shaves it off. And now he makes his face dusty. And remember Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that to shave the beard totally and to even trim it when it's less than 1 foot length, to trim a trim it equal to the grain of a rice, he both is equally hard. And we realize that, then we should make tawbah istighfar. So anyway, Hazrat is giving us an example that now the son sees, oh, my father has shaven the beautiful garden of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How beautiful Hazrat has put it. That this is the beautiful garden of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says, if you have to go to the municipality gardens, and you go to the beautiful botanical gardens, and it's written there, please don't pick this particular flower, don't pick the flowers, don't take it out, etc. And nobody objects that why we can't pick the flowers. No, the municipality rule. So when Allah Rabbul Izzat has made the rule that the beautiful garden of my beloved Nabi, put it on your face and don't pick it, then it's not 1 foot length. Allah. And how moderate, how moderate is our deen. Our deen is no extremism. That you go on to the one extreme that our Dada Shaykh Al-Acha Hakim Akhtasar Ramakullah used to say, that don't keep such a long beard. That night so long that one Hajjah Hazrat says in Karachi used to have such a long beard when he goes for his sinja he must put it under his arm to get the mess. So that also you shouldn't follow the ways of the Jews, the Salafis, they keep long beards and they fool themselves with pious. No, keep your beard neat and tight. To keep the beard of Nabi is a very beautiful sunnah. Allahu Akbar, the poet says that if you go to the qabr and you have to recognize Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you didn't adorn the beautiful sunnah beard, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to tell you, oh my ummati, why was my face not looking beautiful with the beard? Allahu Akbar. Agar ye dari achi nahi hoti, toh mere mahboob ke chehre par nahi hota. If it was not beautiful, it won't be on the beautiful countenance of our beloved Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, don't keep the beard so long, and now you think you are being Sufi stuff, but you are going beyond the limits of stay within the boundaries and don't keep it so short also. Like our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, today everybody is worried to be up to date. He says, don't worry to be up to date, worry of your expiry date. And in the worry of your up to date, that a person keeps a small French beard, just a small or this Arab style beard, Or you just keep a beard on your face, beard on your face, so I'm up to date. If I have to go to meetings, etc., what does Maulana do? He's not a big businessman. He doesn't have to go to meetings. He doesn't have to go to political meetings. We have to go to such meetings. And if I got a big beard there, then how am I going to put it? So I keep a small beard. So if I have to go to my meeting with previous group, I'm okay, I'll put it there. They won't just object. And if Maulana's come, and I got my beard, I just throw my long kurta over my t-shirt, and I got my beard also, I got my kurta. So he's in his prime. So people will be in their prime in general. So your beard won't come out. But here in this world, we have to keep the beard. And so Hazrat says that when the municipality gives the law, don't pluck the flowers, don't pull out the grass, etc., there we obey. And Allah Ta'ala has given a beautiful law, the beard, the garden of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't pluck it, don't trim it on the wrong time, etc. There we now, the father is the role model, the son is seeing. Now he gets up from next morning, he gets up after the sun rises, and he goes and shaves. Now what role model is it? So we have to see whether we are role models. And to become role models, we have to follow the real role models. And the role models, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Ma ana alihi wa sahabi. Those who follow my path and the path of my Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And till today we get the path of the pious servants of Allah. Those who follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And remember, in this time and age, people might think we're in a modern world. Now Maulana, what is talking of sunnahs? How are we going to practice sunnahs in the modern world? Allah was very, very simple. That we follow the pious servants of Allah, they lead their life according to Quran and Sunnah. And according to the time, then it will be easy for you to understand the Sunnah. In your area, in your town, in your country, the pious servants, how they lead in their life, what they learn from the elders, follow that type of thing. And that is from Quran and Hadith, not their own. Otherwise, we just want to Google away what is the Sunnah. Like one person came to Karachi to our Dada Shaykh Radha Shah Ali Maktar Sahib Rahmatullahi in those days, and he came with a walking stick. He learned that you have to have a walking stick, and below that there has to be a nail under the walking stick. That was actually the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he came with that proper sunnah libas and that walking stick, and he had a nail under. So Hazrat asked him, what you came? He said, Hazrat, I first came with a train, then I came with a bus. And he said, just walking stick, now why are you carrying this, there's a nail under? He says, Hazrat, this is sunnah. Hazrat says, not in this time. Then he objected immediately. He said, that's why you Muslims don't know sunnah properly. And your teeth are the wrong thing. And he made the objection. And he went away. Hazrat just said one sentence, yeah, bichare khatra mein. This person is in danger. And 2 years later he came back, he had an English cap on, he had 3-piece suit and tie. And he came to Hazrat to meet him. Hazrat didn't make him out. Hazrat's Honorable Yasser son, Hazrat Manama Zafsa, down the carpet, made him out immediately. So he asked Hazrat, can you recognize this man? He says, no. He says, Wali Aadmi jisne kaha, you people don't know about Sunnah. And your teachers are wrong. Hazrat said, he's in danger. So Hazrat told him that time, if you keep this name, so many people on the buses in India and on the trains in Pakistan and India, how you're going to hurt them? That time Nabi Sawsan, they had to walk into the fair, they have to the dangerous animals, insects, they have to use it for that. So we have to learn from our pious servants how to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Sawsan. So how fortunate are we? We have them in our minds, let us open our eyes and follow them and learn the sunnahs of Nabi Sawsan. So with regard to the sunnahs of Nabi Sawsan, one very, very great sunnah of Nabi Sawsan, in fact a great ibadah. One of the greatest ibadat and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to thank our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To make dua for our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After all, we are living in the sadqa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love that Allah has brought for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah created the entire universe. And we are living in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So shouldn't we be grateful and telling our Nabi jazakumullah? But in reality, we don't know. Many times you want to tell thank a pious person, a great person, but you don't know which words to use. You in fact even looking in the dictionary, I use this word, but it's not appropriate. You're not putting it in the right place. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Allah Ta'ala taught us that you people recite durood upon my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That will be like you are praising my Nabi. That will be like you are making shukriya, you are thanking my beloved Nabi Karim Sausi. That will be like making dua for my Nabi Sausi. And how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has shown us that we should send durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the word which Allah taught, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That, oh Allah, we have to send durood, but oh Allah, please you send it on my behalf. So Allah Ta'ala sends a durood on our behalf, but Allah writes it as if we have sent durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, another day went in my life, how many times did I need durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And durood is so simple, the simplest durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shortest durood sahaba alayhi wa sallam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are crying, there is no rain. How much durood we are doing? Wallah, what durood, rain will come. All evil will disappear. Peace and harmony will come in the houses. You will start reading durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should ponder and think, how much durood are we reading upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't read the durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we expect the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. Allah's rahmat is there, and Allah's rahmat wants to descend upon us. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives our example. He says that two people, their du'as are accepted very quickly and very easily. One is a person with a musafir, 7.8 kilometers or more you travel from musafir. Allah gives you bonus that you need namaz half also. And like our Shaykh says so beautifully, that listen attentively in the bayan. Normally a person in the first 10 minutes is listening attentively. Then he's taking his 40 wings and he's listening half sleepy, half drowsy, and he doesn't take the right message home. Like one Mawlana was giving a bayan, Jumma bayan, and he said, Viyaj is a Gujarati word for interest. Viyaj haram hai. So just for a brother half sleepy, he heard Piyaj haram. Piyaj means onions. And our Hazrat says, the wife actually wants onions when it's very expensive. Then they want a lot of onions. So just brother heard Piyaj haram. He went home, then wife said, we're getting visitors tomorrow, lot of visitors, go buy 2 bags onions. Oh, so expensive. You never hear what the Mawlana said. See what Mawlana said. See, Mawlana said, Piyaj haram. Which Mawlana is that? Let me phone him. See, phone partner. Mawlana said, I didn't say Piyaj, I said Viyaj. That he don't want to listen because he's got all his bonds, he's got his HP. That he doesn't want to listen, interest is haram. So we have to listen carefully. One Mawlana said, Allahu Akbar. That when you go on suffer, Allah Ta'ala is so kind that Allah Ta'ala makes namaz half. So does brother half sleepy, he heard Allah makes namaz maaf. So you were going on supper, the wife says, thank the Lord, let's stop by the garage, read our 2 rakats. See, no, that Mawlana gave bayan, he said, what he said? He said that Mawlana said, when you go on supper, namaz is maaf. Allah Akbar. She said, Uluka Padda, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it wasn't maaf, where can it be maaf for us? So Allah is so kind, even on supper, Allah Ta'ala makes namaz half. Allah Ta'ala gives us ruksah. Allah Ta'ala gives us kindness. And that's all in the sadqa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we don't recite durood upon about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what bigger nimat haram is there? Allah Akbar. We enjoy all the ni'mat, whatever we are enjoying, every split moment, unlimited favors of Allah, all through the sadqa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just think today, if I send durood upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today now, after Maghrib, the time of Juma has started. How much eagerness did I think now, what shaw, what love, I must send durood upon my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we send durood, we are not in reality benefiting our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are only benefiting ourselves. Allahu Akbar. We will get the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll get the closeness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll get the shafa'at, the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reality, what is our durood? Allahu Akbar. Where can our durood be actually presented in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our durood, Hazrat explains, is like in the time of Harun al-Rashid. There was drought in Baghdad, there was drought in the surrounding areas of Baghdad, in the villages. There was a lot of drought, no rains, etc. So one villager, in the love of the king, he thought, let me go meet the king. There also he must not have water. So he took in his matka, in his earthen pot. He filled some water that was left in the well there. He filled it in his earthen pot. And he said, I'll go meet the king. And I'll present this to the king. So when he went, how long it took him from the village to reach Baghdad? took him almost 5-6 months in those days, and where was that water, and how that water must have become stagnant, so how that water must have become totally lost its value, and that water had become bad. But when he came to the court of the king, he was standing one side. The king made out as a foreign village here. Who is he? He said, the king called him, what you want? He said, Hazrat, I came to meet you and I brought this present for you. Kings are kings. They got broad hearts. They don't just make you feel uncomfortable. So the king accepted. He said, oh, Jazakallah, he brought this water for me. He accepted. The king told his ministers, give him a royal treatment tonight. Let him sleep. He came from a very far journey. Give him a royal room. Give him food, everything. Let him rest nicely. And tomorrow, before he goes, give him presents also. And take him past in the boat. He has to go back home very far. So take him on the Dashra River and past the Tigris River and let him see our waters. When he went past those on the boat in the rivers of the Tigris and Dashra, he shocked. He said, I thought the king don't have water. What did I bring to the king? So exactly the same. Our guru is like that water that is totally gone bad and representing. But Allah, Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is that man, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadra. That personality, Allah says, we have opened your heart for you. And Allah Ta'ala takes it upon us, that Allah sends durood upon us. Allah Akbar. Like Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is so kind. You send one durood here in Hawi, immediately, an angel immediately takes that durood directly to the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today it's nothing difficult to understand. You just send one message, WhatsApp message here, immediately they got it in America, they got it in Australia, wherever. If human beings' technology can be so fast, and Allah's technology, how fast is Allah's technology? In a split moment, all over, Allah Akbar. One time we were sitting with Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Qadir Sahib Rahmatullahi outside the Haram, in front of Rozai Park. So the friends were sitting around. So Hazrat says, you people can see all the planes coming in. Planes here, where the planes are coming? See, planes are coming into Rosa and Mubarak. See, Hazrat, we come. So the planes of Allah, they see with the eyes of their heart. And these are people, we have to sit in their company, so our eyes also open up. Otherwise, we are people, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَقْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّذِي يَسْلُونَ. The people, the kuffar, non-Muslims, and we that imitate them, yet our eyes of our hearts are closed. We just see the dunya with the outward eyes. If I got that car, I'll be a landlord. If I got that guy, that position, I'll be okay. So we see, we just go after the dunya. So Allah says, why? We don't say the eyes of the head are closed, the eyes of the heart are closed. When your eyes of your heart opens up, then you will realize, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That this world is a total box of deception. You don't give your life to dunya, you give your life, agar dil dena hai, to see ko de do, this is to me dil dena. So when you give your heart to that great being who gave you the heart. Allah will appreciate our heart. And one easy way to give our heart to Allah, bring an eye to sunnah of Nabi Sallam. And what greater sunnah than durood upon Nabi Sallam. So Hazrat explained that every split moment, malaika are coming in with their planes of the durood, that person read durood, they bring it to Nabi Sallam. So all those planes of the angels are coming, every split moment, angels from all over the world, are coming with the durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and presenting so and so, the son of so and so has sent durood and salam upon you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies to that, Allah Akbar. So we should be eager in sending durood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What release, what enjoyment, take out time, and then on the day of Jummah particularly, Allah Ta'ala opens all barriers. Now Allah Ta'ala gives the angels also their shift off. Today I'll open all the barriers and directly my guru will go from here straight to Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu. How fortunate are we? What a deen we have got, what a role model, what a Nabi we have got. But let us think how much our loyalty is to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu. And then we are complaining today, there is no rain, there is the crops are not growing, etc. Allah Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned through the beloved lips of Nabi Sallallahu from Hadith al-Qudsi, that tell my servants, if they obey my command, they follow your way, your lifestyle, your sunnah, then I will send them rain in the quietness of the night, and such soothing rain, they won't even hear the sounds. They will be sleeping, their sleep won't be disturbed. They'll get up in the morning, they won't even know, but they see the crops has grown. They'll see the beautiful flowers, and then they'll realize, oh, rain has come. Today we are, so the whole weather pattern throughout the world is going upside down, And imagine 1400 years ago, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us, La tasubbudda. Don't swear the times. Don't swear the weather. Hey, what kind of weather? The wind is blowing like this. Because indirectly you are swearing the creator of the weather. The weather is not in the control of the weatherman. And sadly today, we as Muslims, we were listening the news on our stations also about the weatherman. The weatherman says, when was the weatherman ever right? We have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to do our work. Come back on the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding that one important rule of Jummah is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-fa'alfa marra. That Allah send the special blessings upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family 1,000 times a 1,000 times. 1,000 times a 1,000 is a million. In 3 seconds you became a real millionaire, and that's gone in your real account of Akhirah. And Allah will increase it with sincerity. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged that tell the Ummah to read this durood 1,000 times on the day of Jummah. It takes about 25-30 minutes. But today our Shaykh says too busy. No time to sit even 1 minute after Asr to read the Tasbihah. No time. The Imam just says salam, we'll be dashing out. No time for dua. Also a great sunnah, a great ibadah. No time for that. So if you got no time, 25-30 minutes at one slot, then start from after Maghrib on Jummah. Read 200 times after Isha. Before the next day of Jummah ends, on the Maghrib time, you'll be finished. And you'll be a billionaire, and a real billionaire. And you'll be getting the number of the year. And then see to enjoy, to enjoy bringing alive the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be a great enjoyment. We won't suffer from any inferiority complex. Today sadly the ummah suffering from an inferiority complex. That how can we travel the world? If I keep a beard, they call me just, they call me terrorist, etc. Let the world tell you what they want to. Our Dada Shaykh al-Shah Akim Abdul Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, when you follow the sunnahs, apno to kya, ghayro tumhari ihtiram kareenge. Forget your own people, non-Muslims will honor you and respect you. And wallah, they will honor, and those that have hatred for Islam, will get awe-stricken. They will be scared about, these are real men. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us to become men, hijab, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They are those who are men. And we might think, Mawlana, what they know, they are people of deen. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were big businessmen also. We think we doing business today. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu was what a big businessman. When his goods used to come from Syria, on the borders of Medina Sharif, then his camel, last camel was there, his first camel is touching Medina Sharif already. All laden with goods. So what big businessmen were they? But Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is declaring, رِجَالٌ لَا كُلْهِمْ تِجَارًا وَلَا خَيْرٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those were men, they did trade also, but they did it in such a way that it not made them unmindful of Allah. They did trade in such a way that people saw their trade and came into deen. So deen will not come with lectures, will not come with big just bayans, and they're all today we are boasting, I got so lot CDs, etc. No, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, deen hota hai budurgo ki na zar se. The deen won't come just by giving charity. Today it's easy to write a check that I send so many thousand rands to Syria. I send so many thousand rands to Palestine. More important than that is to leave one sin. One sin to take out of your life is further. That will hold much, much more weight. Nobody say don't give sadaqah. Nobody say don't send your listing. But we have to get our priorities in order. Shaitan is too good. He's a very shrewd, cunning person. And he knows how to fool us. In those things that are further, he makes us unmindful, negligent. And those things that are nothing, there he makes us feel like big buzuks. Myself, we should just ponder and think, when we read our father's namaz, then we start, we hear the first 2 ayats, before we know Imam Sahib made salam, we don't know what surah is. Then we are unmindful. Now you go read your 2 rakats, nafal one side, you're reading Allah Abhi, now like a big buzur. You're reading, everybody must see I'm a buzur. So he rooted us in our father's, which is very important. And there he's rooting us in our nafal also, and bringing pride in us. So we shouldn't be fooled. Very, very important to get our priorities in order. What is further, our Islam, our reformation, to purify the heart, to bring the sunnah, the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So as I was explaining that hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned, The two people dua are accepted very quickly. Musafir, a destitute person, and a person who is in problems. Today, how many people are not in problems? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the example that a person was traveling those days in the desert, Valija, and now he is traveling with his camel, and now he comes to the desert and he is tired, he is taking a rest, and now all his goods, his food, etc. is on the camel. He takes a rest for a while, he thought, let me rest, then he gets up, his camel is missing. No food, no water. He's a musafir also. He's destitute also. Now he wants to, he's crying. The only way out is Allah must help me. In fact, the first way should be to Allah. But we take all other avenues, then you say, now who can't share Allah? No, the first thing is supposed to be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hatta shiraka nai. You need a shoelace also. First make dua to Allah. How many of us teach our children anything they want? Even the wife, she wants bread. Ask her, we ask Allah, Ya Allah, make an intizam for our bread. Oh Allah, make an intizam. No, we think we got the money in the pocket and we got our bread. What we have to do? Well, we'll see if there isn't, then maybe Allah Akbar. Another incident comes to mind, our Shaykh explains today that today, look at our language also. No inshallah on our tongues, no bismillah when we start eating our food, etc. These basic things, and we think we are super Muslims. So like one person, he was going to the bazaar to buy a horse, and he had lot money also. So he passed on the way, his friend met him, he says, where are you going? He says, I'm going to buy a horse. He says, say inshallah, you go buy a horse. He says, what I need to say there? I got my money in my pocket, I know there's lot of beautiful horses in the bazaar, so I'll go and choose the horse. Okay, you don't have to say, your problem, you carry on. So he went to the bazaar, he chose a nice horse, Arabian horse, stallion. Happy, now the person said, now pay up, give your money. He's checking his pocket. Oh, there's a big hole in his pocket. He don't even know that the pickpocketer stole his pocket. Now he's distressed. Now he realizes the friend's advice. Now he's coming back home. The friend asks him, where's your horse? He says, inshallah, I went to the bazaar. Inshallah, I had the money in my pocket. Inshallah, I was about to pay. Inshallah, my pocket was slipped. Now, where's all the inshallah? So we have to do, we don't have to learn the hard way, learn the easy way. So anyway, this person also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he is distressed, he is a musafir. Allah wants to help him, he says, ya Rabbi, please help me. Allah's rahmat wants to come down. But, وَمَتْعَمُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُ حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُ حَرَامُ What he had is haram. Either the food was haram or the income was haram. That he had is eating today, we don't care what he is eating. The clothes he's wearing, haram. Either he bought it from haram money, or either Allah Akbar. All this Western style of clothing in good homes, ulama also. We don't care. We're giving our children and reading, that is muhabbat, that is love. That is not love. We buy for them Western style clothing, cutting their hair like kuffar, and we say those are our, and we want to be their role models. And we expect and we give our children beautiful names, Masihullah, and names of the buzurgs, of the pious people. But look how they are dressed. Allah Akbar. So we have to come to reality. So Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah's rahmat is, he wants to descend, but his clothes is haram, his food is haram. How can Allah Ta'ala's rahmat come down? So we have to see today our same condition. In front of Kaaba Sharif we are crying, Baitul Muqaddas, Madina Sharif, du'as are made throughout the world. But we see today Muslims are being targeted throughout the world. Look in the refugee camps, if you can make out those are Muslims. The Kareem Sawasun has said very clearly, Sayati ala nasi zamanu, la yakfa min al islami illa smu, wa la yakfa min al quran illa rasul. A time will come in the ummah, nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names, Ahmad, Muhammad, Amina, Fatima. But when you look in the street, who is Ahmad or Muhammad? You don't know if that is Ahmad or some other person. Is that Amina or Fatima or some other person? So if we come to reality, Allah Ta'ala says, La'allakum turhamun. Not perhaps Allah's rahmat will come. Definitely Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. That was just the introduction. Now the bayan, how long? But inshallah we won't take long. We just mention quickly. The ayat we have read from Surah Yasin, all meen at the tayyir nabikum. And particularly it pertains to our condition presently also. And particularly to this time of the year, our Islamic calendar, the month of Safar. And very, very important, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Those people who Allah says, Rijal, they were men. Those people who Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, aminu kama amanu. That Oh, people bring iman like the people brought iman. That is Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhum. That iman. Look at your criteria about the Sahaba. How was their iman? So those people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching them, let jadidu iman. Renew your iman all the time. Today we are too worried. Renew my passport. Hey, I have to fly. My passport is nearly expired. I want to renew it. My license is getting expired. I'm renewing it. People from foreign countries staying with us, mashallah. Asylum papers they renewing regularly. Refugee papers renewing. But our real passport of Akhirat, who is concerned to renew? That is what we have to be renewing. And Nabi Kareem Sausam stressed to the Sahaba, renew your iman. Today we are living in a fool's world. As I said, Shaitan makes us put our priorities upside down. Today we keep in mashallah, Tilawat is taking place, Umrah, Hajj is going on, people are going for Hajj, Umrah also. That, and people are keeping Roza also, but we are not even saying of Aqaid. Allah, today Aqaid is, and from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught that the most important thing is your Aqaid. One belief of yours is incorrect, then you can be the biggest Haji Sahib in the world. Your passport is incorrect. Allah, one Marana in the Darul Deoband in the very early days, he used to go and buy his vegetable from a Hindu man shop. And the Hindu man knew this Marana is very pious and respectable man, they used to respect him. So this time when he went and he bought his oil, he gave his rupees, the Hindu man saw, he said, Marana, you have a fake note here. This is a fake note. That Hindu, the Marana fell unconscious. And so they revived him, they gave him water, everything, he came back, right? The Hindu man said, Marana, we know you. We know you didn't want to cheat and fool us. Not like today people say, I didn't know, but they know they didn't fake notes. So that Hindu man said, no, Marana, we knew you. You're not a liar or you're not fooling us. Why you took it so serious? You say, no, Kakaji, I didn't think of this occasion. I thought of the day of Qiyamah. That Allah mustn't say, Monisab, your iman is fake. Your one number in your passport is something wrong. Today was all false IDs, etc. Now we worry. There we are not worried about. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, renew your iman all the time. Which home affairs we have to go to renew our iman? The biggest home affairs, the doors of Allah, the court of Allah. And here you don't have to get a number. You don't have to wait in a line. You don't have to pay a big fee just to renew your own documents. Here it's supposed to be free of charge and they rub you off. You don't have to wait so long. Here Allah opened the doors for us. Why? The masjid 5 times a day, Allah is announcing the special inviter, Muazzin, the inviter of Allah, that come to Salah. Come and renew your iman. Rejuvenate your iman. And then again, Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how do we rejuvenate our iman? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, abundantly read, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Make zikr of Allah. We don't have time to make zikr. Another thing we should ponder and think myself. Another day passing my life, how many times did I read, La ilaha illallah? And our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not we listen the bayan now, now we get Josh. Tomorrow I must start with solo duru. I must start with so much la ilaha illallah. 2-3 days and the battery is flat, the cold Josh is out. Now Hazrat says, if you haven't yet started, then bite small. Start with 10 times and make a slot that every day this time I'm going to read my 10 durus. I'm going to read my 10 times la ilaha illallah. And when you punctual for a period of about 40 days, now increase and see what the babies will increase. But so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, renew your iman all the time. Read La ilaha illallah. And then not just be happy on reading the kalima, check with the proper ulama, the ulama-i rabbaniyin, how aqaim. Today in the name of Islam, another thing our Hazrat just explained to us in this recent majlis, he says they have set up one accord. It sounds very good, it looks very nice to the world, that whoever calls himself a Muslim, all must unite. Whether you are Shia, whether you are Salafi, whether you are Maududi, Qadiani, who is believing in false prophets, who got no iman, Shia who got no iman, but just because you call yourself Muslim, all must unite. To the ordinary person, it sounds very good. And people will say, I don't know, only our ulama, what they? They only got their objection. But we read it that in the namaz also, the kuffar also came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with this argument, that let us unite in our deen. Why must we fight? One day worship, one day our God, one day your God. Allah Ta'ala says, never ever. There's no compromise when it comes to Allah. Allah is wahdahu la sharika la. Allah is our creator, our iman. Only and only, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. We only turn to Allah, we only seek help from Allah, we only worship Allah. People who don't have proper belief in Allah, they cannot be part of us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it very clearly, and thus Allah, thus also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught his sunnah. Early in the morning, first two rakats he used to read, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Qul Allahu Ahad. In the first sunnah of Fajr also, in the evening also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read this. Why? Not just reading it as just a formality. The reality has to come. Lakum deenukum wal deen. You don't want to follow our path, keep your own deen. Our deen is pure and we will stick to our deen. So we have to stick to our deen. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu that one is he knew your iman by reciting the kalima. The other thing is check your beliefs. That in the early days, in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pagan days, your forefathers had all these false ideas and all this customary beliefs that the month of Safar is a bad month. One hadith it comes, they believe that the month of Safar was like a snake, it goes in your stomach and it causes disease. So they had this type of belief. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that generally, we know our goods, even a person, we still, a person comes into Islam also, he still follows his ancestors, his forefathers, and we think, you know, we are pious people. And our forefathers used to do this. I don't know what these new Maulanas are saying, we did, and this is wrong. No, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, check your iman. Particularly now the month of Safar, check our belief and all the time be concerned and worried. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Islam is a positive religion. There's nothing like bad luck in Islam. There's nothing like Safar is a bad luck month, it's a bad month. In the days of Jahiliyyah, they used to say that the month of Safar is a very bad month. In that month, you mustn't take nikah also. It's not good for the manifold. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one nikah was in the month of Safar. But that's what Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daughter's nikah was in the month of Safar. So there's no, practically also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us, there's no such a thing like bad luck in the month of Safar. Then not only that, all other superstitions which used to come with the trend, with our great-grandfathers, or it comes with the flow. And we think that's the pagan days. We'll come today, today's time also, and we'll see how the superstition are amongst us. And this is with regard to our beliefs. And we are fighting amongst it, we are tajud guzars, but our beliefs are affected. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, La adwa. There's no such a thing like contagious diseases. So some sahaba, they were still about the other doubt. They said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see when one camel is sick, and then the other camels go and stay in that same stable, whatever, the other camels get sick. So that day, if the disease was contagious, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if that is the case, how did the first camel get the sickness? Where did he come from? Allah Ta'ala created the disease and Allah has created Shifa also. And our Shaykh explained so beautifully, Hakim Haifat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, it's not the disease that is contagious, our bad habits in the home that lets all these diseases come. That a person is sick, he's using one cow, let him use that cow. Now you're going to use the same cow and then now you say that disease came to me. No, everything only comes from Allah. Sickness is from Allah. Naima is not the same. Dua in the Quran is the name. And see the other, see the respect. Sickness comes from Allah. But Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us all things that are negative. Don't associate it to your elders. Don't say my father did this thing to me. My chair did that thing. They did it for goodness. So similarly, sickness comes from Allah as a rahmat. It's a great blessing. We should ask for afiyat. But Ibrahim alayhi salam says, wa iza maridtu, when I get sick. See the adab, see the respect. Maybe this is another thing lacking in the ummah. Their adab, their nasib. But adab, but nasib. Or Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh says so beautifully that a person who doesn't have adab, he will be a loser. And a person who's got terrible respect, no manners. See, what this man is talking, we must respect the elders, etc. We know how to lead our life. Such a person will become a wretched person. So we should realize that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la ilaha illahu. There is nobody for us besides Allah. Our Shaykh says so beautifully today, even myself. Maulana also will say everything comes from Allah. And then we'll say the Jews are manipulating the world. The dollar price, everything is in their hands. And where's our la ilaha illallah? It's all in the hands of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضَ. When you transgress the laws of Allah, you became an oppressor. You cause harm to yourself. So in order to realize, Allah put bigger oppressors upon you. These people are bigger oppressors. So they ruling us because we have oppressed ourselves. We make tawbah istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will solve the matter. We don't have to worry what is the price of the dollar, what is the price of the rent, whatever the case may be, everything comes from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, raddeh, the heart of all wrong beliefs with this terrible cancer. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take out these false beliefs, la adwa, wa la fear. Another false belief they had, any superstition they had, they want to do any important work, they used to catch a bird and let the bird fly. If the bird fly in the right direction, they say no, good luck, that word will be good. If it flies in the left direction, they say no, bad luck. Allahu Akbar, where can we put our power in this bird? What has the bird got to do with our work? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no thing like that. So let us, we think that the days of Jahiliyyah, let us see today we are modern giants. That, and then the third thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, last Safar. The month of Safar, don't regard it as bad luck. There's no month that is bad luck. There's no day that is bad luck. Everything is the rahmat of Allah. It comes from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And another belief they had, wala ham, that is a owl. At night they used to hear the owl crying and crowing and making a noise. It's, oh, bad luck. Night we hear news of mayat, etc. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there's no such a thing like that. That was the days of Jahiliyyah. Correct your belief. Till today we have to see our Shaykh explains how much of customary beliefs are in our life today. How much of superstition. Hazrat say in our times today, that good people in the family, Dada, Nana, the husband Guzar also, but when somebody is getting married in the family, the grandson is getting married, now they set in the day, Nana, Dada, Dadi will say, no, Safar no maino, Khali maino, just an empty month, no good for the man. So don't keep the wedding in the month of Safar. So that is a total wrong belief that our aqeedah is being blemished. So your tahajjud is one side, your aqeedah. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like the kuffar. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ كَفَيَّةِ يَحْسَبُوا سَبْحَانُ مَا. Those who don't believe in Allah, outwardly they're doing charity, they're doing good work, they think we are doing something good. We are God's servant. Allah Ta'ala says they are in a dream world, kasarab, yasabu zamanu maha. They are living in a mirage. Mirage is when you travel in the desert, and in the far ahead you see water. Like even in the car road, you travel in, you see it looks like water in front. And Allah says that for a thirsty person, now he gets eager, oh, water is just there. But when he comes, no water. Our Shaykh says you can travel the whole world, and think you where the horizon, until the end of the horizon, where the earth meets the sky, it will never meet the sky. You won't get water. So don't fool yourself. So beautifully our Dada Shaykh, his son, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Rahmatullah, Adamat al-Rakabun, say so beautifully, bring Tawheed, one Allah in your heart, you got the one in front of you. Allah, everything only from Allah. Now whatever good deed you do, you perform namaz, although it's not worth being accepted. Our namaz is so useless. But if you got a 1 and you put a 0 in front, what it becomes? 10. Although it's not, but you got Allah, now your Allah will accept. Now you give your zakat, you add another 0, becomes 100. You keep rosa, you add another 0, becomes 1000. It just increases. But if you don't have Allah, you can put million zeros, it's still 0. You got nothing. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't fool yourself. Don't be like a kuffar and imagine, no, we are good Muslims, but our kind is not. And we thinking, what is ulama fighting with the Shia and fighting with that? Muslims are fighting. It's not a matter of Muslims fighting with one another. Allah Ta'ala all the time talks in the Quran Sharif, over and over, when it comes to matters of munafiqeen, hypocrites, all rukus of Allah. In the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala mentions the believers, 2-3 ayahs. Non-believers, 2 ayahs. Clearly you can make out these words. And then you get these cunning people that who pretend to be believers, they stay with the Muslims also, act like very good Muslims, but in their hearts they got daggers for Islam. They hate Islam. Allah says, check yourself. And myself, first of all, don't think I'm not a munafiq. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Ibn Mulaika radiallahu ta'ala anhu, rahmatullah alayhi, a great tabi'i, he says, in my time I met 30 sahaba in my life. Everyone I met, they were worried of nifaq. That they mustn't be hypocrites. Today we take it for granted. We should be making dua. Allahumma tahir qulubana min al-nifaq. Oh Allah, purify our hearts and check our hearts also all the time. So today just few examples and at the end of how today is customary, all these wrong beliefs. And today also people believe the month of Safar is not a good month for nikah. It's bad for the man, etc. There's no such a thing like bad luck in any days of the year. Then also today, with regard to superstition, we think, oh, what can we believe that they let a bird fly? Today we see a driving on the road, a black cat runs across. We say, oh, you tell the wife, how are you seeing? Something is going to be, we can get bad news. Allah Hazrat says, that cat saw his prey, the mouse there, and he's running for his food, and you say, bad luck. Where can you put your trust in a cat? What is wrong with us? At night we hear the poor cat meowing, crying. Say, oh, telling the wife, you see, that cat is crying all night, tomorrow Abad will get news of Mayyad. And Mayyad, you'll even come and say, see, I told you. Allah Hazrat says, the poor cat was giving birth, and she was going to fangs of birth, and you saying, the cat meowed, not bad news. No, there's no such a thing. We have to clear our hearts. Today we see even another superstition, a person drops a mother in the house, oh mother, bad luck is going to come. There's no such a thing like all these false beliefs. And the other thing today, Hazrat explained so beautifully, that today we don't practice on our deen properly. We're not obeying Allah's command, we're not following the sunnah of the Nisa Awesome. We're not controlling our gazers involved in haram. Look at women on the street, on the mobile phone, on the billboard, etc. Sitting on the internet and telling the wife, I'm too busy, I have to do this, do an order just from this company, but doing some other porn site. And then the business is not going right, then you say, man, I don't know jadu. Somebody just makes black magic. All the time jadu. And you have to go to an army, and 99% of the army is saying, must tell you something is wrong. Because they have to make money, they have to empty your pockets. And not only empty your pockets, they empty your izzat also, your respect. And the respect of your wife also, your children, your daughters. So many armies will tell you that you have to leave your wife with me tonight, and I have to sort the house. She's got very long jargon. This is very harsh jargon. You can't just cure it. Even Quran Sharif is too weak in the Allah. What terrible kufr statements. And we pay them to lose our demand. And how sad today, long lines by the armies. Whereas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, oh, beautifully, read your three pools, morning and evening, pull Allahu Ahad, pull Audhu Rabbi Falaq, pull Audhu Rabbi Nas, three times, but Bismillah each time, tafreekam in kulli shay, aim in kulli shay. This will sort you out and save you from all types of evil. That we can't. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, what is simple and cheap and free of charge? That we say, no, that is. But somebody who rubs you off and gives you false treatment, says, no, I went to the best army. And he told me, you know, this jadu is in the family. Now you're causing breakup and you're breaking, making flexion. So you might have to accept, don't pass on the buck and say it's jadu is this. I'll just end up one beautiful incident in the UK, our Shaykh said so beautifully, and this puts us also. As I say, in the UK today, people also say, here also people are complaining, jinn and jadu. That jinns came in our house, jadu in our house too much. So Hazrat says, there I see around, and even here we see around, I see the youngsters, and not only the youngsters. Hazrat says, you bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi hai. You're 55, 60, and you're still like a youngster. You also want to wear your jeans, you also want to wear your boots, your technique, mashallah, I got a Nike, Adidas, all these things, and we don't even realize the Nike sign, like the Christian sign, got their cross. The Nike sign is a Greek goddess sign. And with that, we come into masjid. And we're walking around with that and we think we got iman. It's affecting our iman. So Hazrat says, I see here, the boys, they got their t-shirts, they got their jeans, and they got their boots on. And they're walking in the street with burger in the left hand, coke in the right hand, like animals. And then they say, jean came in the house. They say, you put jean boot versus. You're wearing jeans and you got boots yourself. Take out all that wrong things. Bring your life right and see automatically. You don't have to pay any army and worse going to Sangomas and these things. So particularly this month of Safar, we have to correct our belief. And for this, respected elders and friends, very simple, join up with the pious servants of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah, go in Jamaat to realize our responsibility. And then how important is it to learn our deen, to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to find Allah, Allah Ta'ala Himself said, my sister is Ar-Rahman Fas'albi Khira. Allah is very merciful, very kind. So ba'abar hai unki pooch. Those who know about Allah, ask them. You want to know any computer thing, anything, you say that man is a kundi. Let me go to him, he'll teach me. Although you're using your computer so long, but you say no, he's a kundi. So if you want to know Allah, go to the kundis. And our Dada Shaykh, he shares it so beautifully, in simple terms, at the end of this, he said, agar do jaye to kaha milega. One mal gaye.
I go to the milkman, where they're selling milk, you can't go to the hardware shop and say, I want 2 liters milk. They say, your spoons are right or something. So go to where they're selling milk. Agar doodh chahe, to kaha milhe, doodh wale. Agar kabab chahe, to kaha milhe. You want nice kabab, where must go? Those people that are roasting all those kebabs, go there. Agar mithai chahe, you want sweet meat, where you go? Go to the sweet meat shop. So logically, agar Allah chahe, to kaha milhe. Allah wale. Sit in the company of the friend of Allah. And see, when you get one drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the drug habits and all the habits of going to the clubs and all your sports, what you thought you can't leave out, you'll see as the flame of the love of Allah grows, you make your zikr regularly, you keep contact with the pious servants, then the love of Allah is something which is the biggest asset we should be working for. We should be dying for, we should be making dua, but we are unmindful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize how important is it, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then deciding to rule upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then very important check our beliefs, all customary beliefs, superstitions, all these things, take it out and then connect with the pious servants of Allah. Learn how to make the zikr of Allah, do it regularly and see there's no real stress in life. We'll be looking forward for the real life, akhirah to meet Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, we'll all try inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعافيه المستقيم والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب. اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والاسلام. وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والاسلام. وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والاسلام. واجعلنا من الراشدين. واجعلنا من المهتدين. واجعلنا عادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. سلما لاوليائك وهربا لاعدائك. نحب بحبك من احبك ونعادي بعداوك من خالفك من خلقك. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنه للقوم الظالمين. ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم صحي قلوبنا من النفاق واعمالنا من الرياء والسنتنا من الكذب واعيننا من الخيانه فانك تعلم قواعد العين ما في الصدور. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اهدنا واهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بشهداء الصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامى ولا مفتونين. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قره اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاه من ذريتنا. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولاساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا رب المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.